James Johnson here. In this video, I'm going to be showing you how you can quickly and easily find market rents. And as Rod has taught you, determining market rents is a crucial part of this business. It's something that you're going to need to know how to do in basically every step of the process. You know, starting from when you're in your preliminary evaluation and due diligence, all the way up until when you actually own the property. Determining market rents is something that you're always going to be doing. So it's important that you stick with this. It's only going to take, you know, less than 5 minutes to do once you know how, and that you don't skip over this step, because this is a very important part of this business. So for this example, I figured what we would do is we would analyze a two-bedroom rental, and we do that in Newport Richey, Florida, which is a suburb, you know, small city just northwest of Tampa. So we're going to review four sites on how you can quickly and easily determine these rents. And we're going to look at Rentometer or Rentometer.com, Apartments.com, good old Craigslist, and then Zillow. So we're going to work through those four, and by the end, you'll have a good understanding of how you can find those market rents in your specific area that you're looking in. So here's just a map of Newport Richey and where we're going to be looking. We're going to be analyzing rentals right in this middle, you know, near downtown part of the town. So where we typically suggest that you start is Rentometer.com. So that's the site here, and it's just www.rentometer.com. And this site is designed for tenants to come on here and find out if their rental, you know, your property, is at market rent or not. So what a tenant would do is come in here, type in the address of the property, type in how much you're charging in rent, the bedroom, bathroom count, and then they would analyze that. And it would tell them if that's a fair, you know, if it's a fair price, if it's at market, or if it's high, or if it's low. But for your use and to get a good understanding of what the market rents are there, you just want to type in the city and get an overall average. So we'll do Newport Richey, Florida. You want to leave the rent amount blank. And as I said, we'll do two bedrooms. So once you have that typed in there, you just want to analyze the rental. And then right away, the best part of the site is it's going to show you what the average and the median rents are for that area. So we could see that the average two-bedroom rental is $824 and the median is $763. And these two percentages are also helpful. We could see that, you know, 80% of the rentals are in between the amount of $635 and $1,100. So, you know, that's where the bulk of them are at. That's still a pretty broad dollar amount. And then you could see that 60% of the two-bedroom rentals in Newport Richey are in the price range of $650 to $995. So there's obviously going to be some that are lower and some that are higher, but that's where the bulk of the rentals are going to be. So you can anticipate that, you know, if you're looking at properties in this area, to expect them in that price figure. Then you could also come down to the map, and then you could start to click around and get a good understanding of the pockets of those neighborhoods. So we could see there's a handful of rentals down here that are two bedrooms. So we could see this one, $845, $900, $900 again, $950. So we could see this pocket right here is, you know, around $950. Then if we're to go a little farther up, we'd see $730. $695, $595, $995. So you could start to get an understanding, you know, this pocket just south of the river is around $900, whereas north of it over here, you're looking more in the $700 range. So it's great, you know, once you know where that specific property that you're analyzing is at, to get a better understanding of where it's kind of fitting in the neighborhood. But primarily, you want to utilize this site to get that average and that median number. So next, once we're done with Rentometer, we're going to move to Apartments.com. And Apartments.com is typically more so for larger complexes. So if you're looking at one of those, it's great, but it's also good, again, just to get those market rents. So we're just going to do, we're going to type in Newport Richey, Florida again. You want to leave the rent range blank. And we're going to put the bed and bath count, just two beds, all bathrooms. And more often than not, the map feature is going to be down on this site, but you can use the list over here. So as you can see, these are bigger complexes. We can see, you know, the rents again, $850 to $1,000, 910 to 955, 1100 to 1400, 900 to 1100, 12, 850 to 875. So again, we're getting a feel for it, and as Rentometer showed us, we are still in that $800 to $900 range on average. These complexes, though, they do have pools and a lot more amenities, so that's why they are going to be at a little bit higher of a price point. If you're looking at a smaller plex or a smaller complex, it might be more beneficial to go back to the main page of apartments.com. And instead of having it on all, you could have it set on homes instead of the larger buildings. And then again, we're going to just put that to two bedrooms. And then you could see two-bedroom houses, $850, $950. This actually looks like it. That's a plex right there. So you could see $850, $950, $900, $800, $1,100, $925, $875. So again, we're just further confirming that the majority of the two-bedroom rentals are in the $8,000 to $1,000 range. But like I said, this is primarily for analyzing larger complexes. So now we've done Rentometer and Apartments.com, and now we're going to move on to good old Craigslist. And this is one of the best ways to get a good understanding of what the rents are, and you could really refine this and, you know, dig down deeper into exactly what you're looking for, because this is where the bulk of mom and pops and smaller landlords are going to post their properties, because it's free. This is the most highly visited, highly trafficked site to find renters, so you definitely want to focus primarily on this and then on Zillow, but you want to use Craigslist as your main tool in this process. So we're just on the Tampa Craigslist right now, and obviously adjust this according to where you're looking. And then Newport Richey falls underneath here, so we're going to go to housing and then click on apartments/housing. Once we're in here, you know, everything is going to, you know, Tampa's huge. We're seeing stuff from in Tampa, Dunedin, Brandon, you know, St. Pete, everything's going to be in here. So we want to first refine this to Newport Richey. So you could even see the searches that are coming up. So this is helpful for when you post your rental. You could see people are searching primarily for two-bedroom, for rent in Newport Richey, homes for rent, house in Newport Richey, etc. So we're first going to start off with just Newport Richey. And then, so we could see, okay, 3-2-3, you know, wide variety of everything. So it's that important. First, you could look at this, but you know, you're going to see everything from, you know, one bedrooms up until 3 and 4 bedrooms, on the water, not on the water, etc. So that's why we will do that top search of a two-bedroom Newport Richey. All right, so now we could see we have a $1,200 3-2 house, so that's, you know, not exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for 2-2s. Here we go. So we have a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom duplex. Walking distance to downtown Newport Richey, which is exactly where we're looking. Like on the Rentometer map, this is downtown Newport Richey here. So it's, you know, within, it's in this area right here. It's within walking distance. So we're click on this just to, you know, kind of get a feel for what we're looking for. Newly updated 2-bedroom, 1-bath duplex. So you want to read through these, and what's important is you want to see if they're offering anything. So you could see that rent includes water, sewer, and garbage. Because if you're planning on having the tenants pay for water and sewer and garbage, but everybody else is including it, that's going to, you know, make a big difference. So you want to be looking for that as you're digging through. Not every listing is going to have it, but you definitely want to be looking for that. So then you just want to run through the pictures quick, and we'll just, you know, assume that you have a duplex or, you know, triplex or quadplex in Newport Richey. So you want to see if this is, you know, comparable to your property. If just say this one has a brand new kitchen, fully updated, includes, you know, water, sewer, garbage, nice backyard, but whereas yours is different, you know, that's, it's, you're not comparing apples to apples. So you just want to run through the pictures, make sure it's, you know, similar everything, and then go back and keep on looking. Because if your plex has, you know, washer dryer hookups, a big backyard, fenced in, everything's updated, and then you look at another plot that's run down, doesn't have washer-dryer hookups, no backyard, well, you'll obviously be able to, you know, demand a higher rent because you have a lot more amenities. So that's why it's very crucial that you compare apples to apples here. But we could see there was one plot, 900. This is three-bedroom. Here, two-home. So it's good to see what houses are renting for in the area, too. Because we could see a 2-2, 1,200 square foot, $1,100. Similar area to where we're looking. So again, it's important just to run through here. Look at those pictures again. And then just keep on looking. So what we'll do is we'll just refine this into just duplex, Newport Richey. And see we get some pluxes. Okay, so here we have a couple one bedrooms, two bedroom duplex, $650, so a little lower end of that price range. It's not near that downtown area. It's just a tad bit farther south. Downtown's a little bit more up there. But we could see two bedroom, central air, nice yard, off street parking, no pets, and then rent includes the trash. So again, you could see they're not offering pets. You know, the bulk of people do have pets, so that could be, you know, if you're offering that, that makes a difference. You can see they want 300 security deposits. So these are just all things you want to be making note of to kind of just see what the market is offering. So here's a three-bedroom duplex, and so that's 1,200. Whereas a one-bedroom, 575. So that's those two bedrooms still going to be sitting in that same price range. This one's on the water, so not apples to apples there. But we can go back into that and just look at two bedrooms again. And then instead of searching on this map, what you can actually do, or on the list, you can go to the map search. And then we'll just hone right in on this area and we could start to look. So we could see 950 for a three-bedroom, 850, two-bedroom condo, furnished 2-2, 55 and up. So here's downtown, 752. 1,200, 730, 900. There's that walking distance, that first plux that we looked at. So if you have a plux in this area, this is exactly what you're going to want to be looking at, everything in here. And you're just going to want to pretend like put yourself in the tenant's shoes and do exactly what they're going to do. So then after you work Craigslist, and like I said, this is definitely where you want to spend, you know, the bulk of your time in this process is on here. Then you can move to Zillow. And then on Zillow, you're going to want to go to the rent, and then we'll type in Newport Richey, Florida. And then that's going to outline the whole city. So there's a couple things that you want to do right off the bat. You first want to set it to two bedrooms, because that's what we're analyzing. Home type, you could keep it on all of them for now, and then any price. So then we're going to zoom in on the map again. Going to start to get a feel for what rents are going for. So we're going to go back to that same neighborhood. And when you're looking for comparable properties, you want to make sure that if you have a 1,200 square foot, two-bedroom duplex, you want to look for other pluxes that are as close to 1,200 square feet as possible, as close in location, same amenities, same features. You want to compare apples to apples as close as possible to your property. So we could see right in this area where we're anticipating that your plux is, we can see we have a 925 2-2, 1,400 square feet, a 900 2-1, 1,000 square feet, 2-2, 750, 920, basically same price there. And as we had saw that, you know, south of the river in this area is a little bit, you know, commands a little bit higher of a price. So by now you're getting a good understanding of the neighborhood, you're getting a good feel for it, and what those market rents are. And then you can go up to home type, and it's also good to see, you know, what other pockets of the neighborhood are. We could see over here a little bit cheaper, over here up closer to that $1,000 range. And then you could take out houses, condos, townhomes, and then you can only look at the apartments. So we could see here, 2-2 apartment, $750. 1500, so these are a little bit, you know, a little bit nicer. We have a 2-2 here for $750. So it's as easy as that. You just basically want to put yourself in the tenant's shoes. You want to know what they desire, if they want to be near downtown, or if they want to be near the water, or whatever they're looking at. You want to just put yourself in their shoes, go through these four sites, because this is what they're going to do. They're going to hit rentometer.com, they're going to look at apartments.com, they're going to look at Craigslist, obviously, and then Zillow. So it's important to do that, and then that's as simple as it is on how you could find and determine market rents quickly. So that's what you want to do. I hope you enjoyed the video. I appreciate the time, and I will see you on the next one.